This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. غرباء 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 غرباء
Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmeen Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. We are very, very pleased today to have Sheikh Zayed Shakir with us. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zayed.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A belated Ramadan Mubarak and an early Eid Mubarak to you and your family.
Ramadan Kareem.
Inshallah. I want to begin by asking you, as you know, we are in the process right now of trying to gather support for this very, very noble effort of the radio station One Legacy Radio and In Focus News. And I kind of, you know, I want to ask you, why do you feel that this effort of Muslim media is so crucial and important to our community?
Of course, every Muslim knows that the mainstream media does not represent Islam and Muslims in the best of lights. And in fact, there are elements, we can't say it's universal, but there are definitely elements within the mainstream media, especially radio, mm-hmm. that are very openly anti-Islamic, that play a major role in cultivating a climate of hatred and fear of and against Muslims, and as a result can even be linked to a lot of the violence that is increasingly afflicting the Muslim community, be that the burning down of masajids,
yes.
the other acts of vandalism that are affecting masajid attacks on Muslims or people who the general public might view as being Muslim, such as the Sikh community because of their turbans. And we've seen the recent tragedy in Wisconsin in that regard. So I think that we have to realize as Muslims, the only way we're going to push back is with our own media resources. You cannot fight institutionalized strength as isolated individuals. You have to fight institutionalized strength with institutions of your own. So in the sense that media plays a major role in shaping perceptions about Islam and Muslims, as Muslims, we will have to develop our own media to begin to shape public perceptions ourselves and to convey our message to the public at the same level of broadcasting and messaging that we find in the mainstream media. So it's absolutely essential that we develop our own media resources, and One Legacy Radio is a humble effort in that regard. And if our community can save One Legacy Radio, if we cannot even go beyond that and do whatever is necessary for it to grow and to prosper and to move from an online media resource to an on-the-air broadcasting media resource, then we're just not serious when we say that we need our own media resources. The media never gives us a break, et cetera, et cetera. So if we're mm-hmm. serious about what we say in terms of how badly we need to combat the messaging and the perception shaping that is done by the mainstream non-Muslim media, we have to really dig deep and sacrifice and work hard to save and to create and to lead to help ensure the prosperity of our Muslim media resources.
Absolutely. And Jazakallah khair, Imam Zaid, for making that point. I absolutely agree. It's something where, you know, we may say that we need more Muslim voices in the media, and we say it, you know, theoretically, and yet this is our chance to really support an effort that's already on the ground. You know, One Legacy is already, you know, it's already happening, and we have, the newspaper arm of that and In Focus News, but this is our chance to really support, and these efforts are all non-profit. You know, they're completely, you know, listener supported, and we need that support in order to really be, you know, to not be disingenuous in our complaint of the media, because now we have something happening and we really, really need to support that. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are speaking with Imam Zaid Shekir. Imam Zaid Shekir is an American Islamic scholar and writer who is co-founder with Imam Hamza Yusuf and Hatem Bazian, and faculty member of Zaytuna College in Berkeley, California. And he also teaches courses on Arabic law, history, and Islamic spirituality. We are very pleased to have you with us today, Imam Zaid. And we are speaking today about the importance of having this voice in media. Unfortunately, it is very unfortunate, as Imam Zaid had mentioned, that we have so many, you know, every time I open my email, I'm on the listserv for CARE. And it's just, it's so sad, because almost every day now, you know, you're seeing these subjects of, you know, a mosque was you know, vandalized, or, you know, recently I got an email about some Muslim graves being vandalized. I mean, it's very, very sad. And I mean, I think that this climate, as you mentioned, of hate, a lot of it is driven by ignorance that we have. Unfortunately, the media, like you said, has an agenda. What are some of the ways that you think we can start to combat that?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I think Muslims, we've never been people to complain, but we've always historically been people of action. And so I think it's very important for us to see what we can do. So certainly we can support initiatives such as One Legacy Radio. It's a humble initiative, but everything starts with a seed. I have in my backyard a baby giant sequoia. I actually bought the seedling at the airport, and the thing was maybe 3 inches tall. And so a tree... I won't be able, if it survives, I'll never see what that seedling will end up becoming. But if our current environment in California particularly is any indication, if we go to Yosemite or other areas and we see 255-foot tall giant sequoia trees with a diameter of 60, 70, or 80 feet at the base, then that seedling is going to grow into something that's very mighty. And hopefully mine are bonsai. It won't get that big, and whoever lives in my house after me. But the point is, everything starts with a tiny seed. So One Legacy Radio is a seed. And we have to nurture that seed so that that seed becomes a sapling, and that sapling becomes a small but firmly rooted tree, and that small tree grows into a mighty tree. So we have to nurture our institutions, especially our media institutions. Each and every one of us have to be the very best Muslim we can be, and make sure that we're not feeding into any of the stereotypes that are being advanced by some elements in the mainstream media and other means. So each and every one of us have to be a living embodiment of the negation of the message that's being propagated about Muslims. We have to be people of integrity. We have to be people of character. We have to be present people following the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to treat people with the very best of character. Wa khaliqan nas bi khuluqin hasan. And we have to work. We have to be workers. Salahuddin didn't accomplish what he accomplished without a tremendous amount of work, not only on his part, but on the part of many of the courageous people, and a lot of them young people who followed him, who left the madaris, who left their schools and were mobilized and go to the front to assist his efforts. So there was a lot of work and organizing and institutional building behind the effort of Salah al-Din. We have to educate ourselves and educate the public, and to do that we have to have strong educational institutions. It's lost on many people that before Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi liberated Jerusalem, he liberated Egypt. And one of the first things he did after liberating Egypt was to revive Al-Azhar University. So, and that became a center of learning, and that learning translated into an enhanced consciousness, and that enhanced consciousness translated into the desire to work hard to unite the Muslim lands, to drive out the Crusaders, and to build up Muslim institutions. So it's very important for us to be workers, and it's very important for us to try to enhance our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if all of us collectively are embody a higher state of spiritual being, our very ontological state is enhanced, then more and more of us are in that position where Allah ta'ala mentions in a hadith, قُلْتِ مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَّنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. And that, that in that state, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْتِيَنَّ, in that state of friendliness, of love, in that state relationship of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, if my servant in that state were to ask me of anything, I would give it to him. And if he or she were to seek my protection, I will protect them. So those are things we can actively do. We can work on ourselves individually to ensure we're the best Muslim that we can be, that we're moving closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're entering into a relationship of love and wilayah with Allah ta'ala. We can work to ensure that we're contributing to efforts to strengthen our community, to build and develop strong institutions in our community. We can work and be actively engaged in interacting with our neighbors, with our co-workers, with our fellow citizens, with the very best of character, so that when they meet us, if they have these ideas in their head that these Muslims, they're violent, you can't trust them, they're lying is a part of their religion, and they meet you and they find a person with so much integrity, with so much character, depth and strength of character, that immediately their program is thrown into confusion. So, oh, wait a minute. I thought these people were monsters. You know, I thought these people were just hell-bent on destroying us. That's one of the nicest people I've met this year. Not even learning Arabic. Mashallah. So
absolutely.
There's a lot we can do in an active sense to really push back against a lot of the negativity that's out there.
Absolutely. And Jazakallah khair for that call. And that's exactly what we hope to be, helping people to do here at One Legacy Radio is really, to reprogram, this image that has been programmed in the minds of many people, and also to strengthen us within our own communities, as you spoke about so eloquently about the need for our state, how our state is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nearness to Allah, that is very much an indication of what outcomes we end up having and the success we end up having in our communities and in our lives. And for this reason, we hope that efforts like One Legacy Radio and In Focus News can aid in that regard. We are hoping, for example, today, our goal today is to get 100 members. In order to become a member, just click on the red button above the player. We really want to reach our goal today, and we hope that together we can come together and we can do this. You can become a member, and help us to support this effort, and you can do this from anywhere in the world. Just click on the become a member link at the top, You know, one question that a lot of people are asking, you know, as we are ending this blessed month, Sheikh Zayed, is how do we continue this spirit of Ramadan and, you know, this nearness and this state that we achieve during the month of Ramadan? How do we continue that after Ramadan has passed?
I think it's very important for us to realize as Muslims that going back to some of the bad habits we might have left for Ramadan, and then abandoning the good habits we might have cultivated in Ramadan in terms of our worship, in terms of praying at night, attending the Taraweeh prayer, mm-hmm. in terms of trying to read through the Quran and complete a reading, at least some people, 2, 3, or 4 readings of the Quran, that it's thankfulness to Allah to continue those good habits. Some of our ulama, they mentioned concerning the end of the verse in the Quran that mentions شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. At the end of the verse, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, that to complete the designated term is a reference to Ramadan, to complete the fasting, complete the qiyam, to the very end of the month, complete and continue to recite the Quran right to the end of the month, because the month isn't over until we see the crescent of Shawwal, or those people rely on calculations until the crescent is calculated to be possibly seen, or whatever means one uses. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, you complete the period. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ, whoever stands for prayer during the nights of Ramadan, the entire month. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ, whoever fasts during Ramadan, the entire month. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and that you extol the greatness of Allah for what He has guided you to. So they say that's a reference to Eid al-Fitr, which we go out in the morning and we make takbir. Mm-hmm. And extolling the greatness of Allah, Allahu Akbar. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and in order that you will give thanks, and that's a reference to continuing to fast in the days of Shawwal, and the in the sense that al-ni'ma min al-shukru min jins al-ni'ma, that the blessing is categorical, that the thankfulness rather is categorical to the blessing. And so we've enjoyed the great blessing of Ramadan, and the great blessing of fasting, and the great blessing of the Quran, and the great blessing of being able to stand in prayer and to earn multiplied ajr for all of that. And so our thankfulness is to continue those good habits after the month passes, to continue to fast 6 days of Shawwal, after that on Mondays and Thursdays, whatever Allah Ta'ala makes easy for us, but not to forget fasting until the next Ramadan, to continue to engage with the Quran and to study it and reflect on its meanings. And if we don't understand Arabic, to look for a good translation that can convey the meaning to us, to look at the commentary and to see what various scholars have said about the Quran, to continue the night prayer. If we can't gather in a congregation, to privately and individually try to continue the night prayer and to make tahajjud or qiyam al-layl a part of our regular ongoing regimen. So these are expressions of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to leave them is to neglect conveying our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think if a believer looks at the situation in that light, I think he or she will be a lot more motivated to continue the good habits and the good practices that they have engaged in throughout the month, because they'll understand this is a form of thankfulness. And if we convey our thankfulness, as Allah Ta'ala promises us, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you show your thanks, I would increase you in the blessings I've conveyed, I've given you. So this is just an avenue for us to increase and increase and increase. But the key is thankfulness. And so if we can be thankful and understand that continuing these good things that we've undertaken in Ramadan are expressions of thankfulness, I think this will motivate us to keep going with enthusiasm and not to see Ramadan as an end or the beginning of Shawwal as an end, but as a new beginning really expresses a commitment and a changed relationship between ourselves and Allah Ta'ala.
Absolutely. Jazakallah khair. And you know, it brings to mind this idea of, you know, even with the creation, between people, you know, if you were to go to someone's house and they were to offer you all these gifts and offer you food, it would be considered rude to just take that food, you know, eat the food, take the gifts, and then run out of the house, right? And like, you know, and not stay. And so that, you know, subhanAllah, Allah has given us so many gifts. And Ramadan itself is one of the greatest gifts that Allah gives us. And you know, kind of what we do is, I think as soon as Ramadan or even before, you know, the day before Eid, it's kind of like, okay, we're out. You know, we've taken the food, we've taken the gifts, and we're out. And it's considered, like you said, a lack of thankfulness. That would be considered rude, and, you know, not polite and not thankful that you're taking this gift from as a guest and then just leaving. But it's those people who are sticking around and who want to continue to stay with and near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that really will benefit, inshallah. We will, inshallah ta'ala, and may we be among those who continue to the spirit of Ramadan even after it's passed, inshallah ta'ala, ameen. We will take a short break right now, and when we return, we'll continue with Imam Zaid Shekir on how to continue and you know, continue growing in the spirit that we gain during Ramadan.
Ghuraba, ghuraba, ghuraba.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Zaid.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we are we're going to be going live in about 2 minutes, inshallah. And yeah, is there anything you want me to mention or anything to do differently?
No, I mean,
okay. And then
go with the flow.
Okay. I called you Sheikh, and I know you go by Imam, but I feel that you are Sheikh, so I hope that's okay.
You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay. Late for iftar, right?
Inshallah, exactly.
Yeah, that'll be bad. Inshallah khair. So what projects are you working on right now?
Right now we're working on the United for Change, trying to get that consolidated, get the publicity off, especially in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. I'm working on in conjunction with an individual in Pakistan, we're working on a sort of a worker training seminar.
Oh, mashallah.
Incorporating, he's bringing in the business side, like sort of best practices in terms of organizational structure and team building. And then I'm bringing in the religious side from the Sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And do you...
It's a major initiative, and he has a lot of support over there for it. It's a former colleague who's moved back to Pakistan with his family.
Oh, okay.
And doing these seminars, and so working on that.
Mashallah.
And just getting ready for the new semester at Zaytuna Wisdom, because all of our courses we have to develop pretty much from scratch.
SubhanAllah.
And because we're trying to bring in the Islamic elements with the sort of standard iteration of the courses, especially the social science ones.
Right.
And it takes a lot of work to develop the courses. So
yeah.
I'm working on that.
May Allah bless your
That's
efforts.
About it.
Do you want to mention, you know, like the United for Change conference or anything you know you want to mention?
Maybe at the end we can.
At the end, okay. Okay, inshallah, we'll be going live shortly. 30 seconds, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay.
Now, how long is the program?
We'll be going for maybe another 25 minutes. Is that okay? Or 20?
Well, actually, I'm in Arizona.
Oh.
And the Jumu'ah here is at 12:45.
Okay.
So I think in maybe about 15 minutes, I'm going to have to...
Okay, absolutely. Then. Okay, no problem. No problem. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmeen Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. We are very pleased to have Imam Zaid Shekhar with us today, and we are speaking about how can we, continue this momentum, this spiritual momentum, and this that we created or that we have had during the month of Ramadan, that hopefully we have had, and how do we continue it after Ramadan has passed? Imam Zaid has been, very gracious and giving us some advice about that. We are also, we're asking our listeners to support this effort, to support the radio station, to support One Legacy Radio as well as In Focus News by becoming a member. Our goal for today is to have 100 new members, and we hope that inshallah you can help us in that effort by clicking on the button above the player. One thing that I wanted to also speak to you, Imam Zaid, about is this concept of sadaqah jariyah. Is that something in talking about the things that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned can continue to benefit us in our grave? Would you say that this is a cause that could potentially be one of those?
Absolutely. And before going into that, I just want to reiterate how important it is for the listeners to become members. The radio station needs members and supporters. This is listener-sponsored radio. So we really need you to hit that red button and become a member. Allah bless all of those who have taken time from their busy day to log on. The Sadaqah Jariyah, definitely support of initiatives such as this qualify as an ongoing charity, because the station, inshallah, will endure. And as it endures, it continues to earn a reward for those who help to make its perpetuity possible. So it's also it involves educational programming that conveys to the believers Vital, important information about their religion that can enhance their practice of the religion. And in that sense, the students who are benefiting from the messages of One Legacy Radio, they become, as it were, the children of those who support the radio station. And so their dua, when the hadith of the Sadaqah Jariyah, the three things that benefit the child of Adam after his passing or her passing from the world, sadaqah jariyah, and ongoing charity, money they spent that continues to benefit people. So if someone contributes to this station today and the station continues to provide benefit to people tomorrow after that person has passed away, it's the sadaqah jariyah. And then it mentions a righteous child, or ilmun yuntafi'u bi, knowledge that continues to be benefited from. So as we said, the programming contains in many instances indirectly, and in other instances directly the conveyance of knowledge about our religion. And so as long as that knowledge is benefited from by the listeners of the radio station, then that continues to earn the benefit for the person who has supported the station. And the final one, a waladin salihin yad'u lah, a righteous child that prays for the person who has spent or contributed to their enrichment. So as we mentioned, those people who listen, and especially the young people, and they benefit, and the programming enhances their deen and enhances their humanity, enhances the way that they interact with each other, and enhances their ability to present a positive image of Islam. And then that person prays for those who help to make that possible. That prayer will benefit the ones who help to make it all possible. So this is a tremendous opportunity for those listening to do tremendous good for their soul, to do ongoing good for their souls that will benefit them well into the future. So Allah is very generous. And to do that in Ramadan, where the reward is multiplied. So you become a member now. You make a contribution now. Those of you who are listening, the reward for that is rewarded like any other good deed in Ramadan, in the sense that its reward is multiplied. And the reward that benefits others is even greater than the reward whose immediate benefit is confined to ourselves. So as the scholars debate, who is better? Faqirun sabir or ghaniyun shakir? A poor person who patiently and with dignity endures his or her poverty, or a rich person who expresses the thanks to Allah for his or her wealth by sharing that with others? And they say the ghaniyun shakir is better, because the faqirun sabir, the poor person who is patient, his or her benefit is generally confined to themselves. Whereas the ghani and shakir, the rich person who is thankful and shares his or her wealth, their benefit benefits, their charity benefits themselves, and it transfers to others. And so it touches and it benefits others. So what you do in supporting this station is something that benefits others. So may Allah Ta'ala inspire everyone listening to become a member and to do ongoing good for your soul, to engage in a sadaqah jariyah.
Jazakallah khair, and that's exactly what we hope people will do and take advantage of this holy month of Ramadan, where everything is multiplied. And one thing also to keep in mind is that even just $10 a month really can go a very long way in terms of supporting the station. Not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply even a small effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply it. But this, you know, this amount, even just $10 a month, really does, can really go a long way for the radio station. So we ask you to please become a member, even if it's just giving $10 a month. Again, keeping in mind, that is, you know, how much that is, in terms of, you know, this is, we go out for lunch once, we spend $10, but this is just $10 a month. And, so you know, this is something that very small, sort of effort from us, but it can have a very large effect, in terms of supporting this very important effort. We have a question for you, Imam Zaid, in the chat box. And so I will go ahead and read that. It says, Sheikh, do you have any suggestions for my new blog? I want to share with non-Muslims that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only our prophet, but also theirs.
Well, excuse me. I think just explaining the idea of the ummatid dawah to people, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all of humanity after the advent of his mission, and those who respond are the respondent ummatul ijaba. But his sending, he's been deputed to everyone. And then I think you can explain one of the proofs of the universality of his mission and his call and his message is the universality of the response. In a sense that if you look at every other religion, it's generally regionalized. So Christianity is confined to Western Europe, and then the European settler states such as America, Canada, Australia, and former European colonies, particularly in Latin America. But its root and the source of its identity is with Europe or European settler states. Hinduism is generally identified with the Indian subcontinent. Buddhism is generally identified with the Far East, with Japan or China or Thailand, Burma, and those states of the Far East. Animism is generally identified with the African continent. Whereas Islam is readily identified with Africans, with Asians, with the Far East, Indonesia, Malaysia, the southern Philippines, with Central Asia, with the Uyghurs and the state Muslim states of Central Asia, the Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, Bukhara, Samarkand, and those areas. It's identified with Europe, with Bosnia, with Albania, and other, with formerly the Iberian Peninsula. During the time that Islam prevailed in the Iberian Peninsula, the current home of Spain and Portugal, the overwhelming majority of Muslims were European converts and their descendants. So it's identified with, of course, Arabia and the heartland, current heartland of Islam. So Islam has had a universal response from Africans, from Asians, from Europeans, from people all over the world. And that's an indication of the universality of this message. So there are many things that questioner might point out, but I think the most important thing is to make sure our blog is well researched and that it's solid information and that it's presented in the very best of ways so that people associate that particular blog with excellence, both in terms of the quality of information and in the quality of the presentation. إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء. Allah has ordained excellence in everything.
Barakallah fiq. Jazakallah khair. And we want to encourage all the listeners to please support this effort. We need your support. We are looking to get 100 members by the end of the show today. Please do become a member again. $10 a month, less than a dollar a day can really go a long way for supporting this effort. Please share the cause with others, your friends and your family. And inshallah, we hope that this effort is, one of those final things that we can do before the month of Ramadan passes away. And we know that during this month, our deeds are multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. So this is one of our last opportunities to do these deeds for the sake of Allah. And ultimately, as the Sheikh mentioned, that this is something that can continue to benefit us even in our graves, after we've passed away, as a sadaqah jariyah. This is a charity that inshallah will continue to benefit others, as you invest in these institutions and these very much desperately needed institutions. We need a Muslim voice in media. We need a platform, and this is your chance to support it. I want to thank Imam Zaid Shakir for joining us today. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Wa yakum. And I apologize, I have to leave early, but I'm currently in Arizona, and the Jummah here is at 12:45. They're on West Coast time. They don't have daylight savings time.
Oh, okay.
So the sun is in a position where the prayer is coming in right now. So, again, it's a great honor, great pleasure to share the mic with our dear sister and scholar in her own right, Yasmin Mujahid. And I will be together with her, inshallah, September 29th in Stamford, Connecticut, at the United for Change program. So we encourage everyone to go to the United for Change website and get information about our program there, United Against Poverty. So we really look forward to an exciting program there, and hope that all of you who are listening, especially those on the East Coast, will be there, will join us there. But in the meantime, support One Legacy Radio. Tell your friends about the radio station. There's a wonderful programming. In addition to Sister Yasmin's program, there are a variety of very informative and engaging programs on the radio station. This is ours. This belongs to our community. We have a collective responsibility to build it up. You know, we cannot complain, as we mentioned at the onset, about what we lack. Either we're part of the solution, or through our apathy and our inaction, we're part of the problem. It's that simple. So this is an opportunity. One Legacy Radio is an opportunity for us to be part of the solution. So we encourage all of our brothers and sisters who are listening to become members. We thank Sister Yasmin for having us on today.
Thank you. Jazakallah khair.
And we wish you continued success in all of your endeavors, literary, educational, parental, and whatever other realms that you might be involved in.
Jazakallah khair. And may Allah bless all your efforts. And we really appreciate your time. Inshallah, you have a blessed Eid and end to this blessed month. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
غرباء 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 غرباء